And these towns and cities that have been hit so hard are going to need help. Some of the first people on the scene assessing the damage are storm chasers. Brandon Kopik is one of them. He followed the storm from Arkansas to Missouri, and during that track, he saw one semi-truck blown 200 yards over in a field and stayed with the driver until medics arrived. He also helped with cars that had been flipped in the storm. Brandon Kopik is the director of the Chaser Weather Storm Response Team, and he is with me tonight. Brandon, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And you've been chasing storms for quite a while. What was your reaction in terms of the scope of the damage? Have you ever seen anything like this before?
The scope of the damage, no, honestly. I've been chasing over a decade and recently just started focusing on disaster relief. The extent of the damage last night was quite honestly historic. Personally, I'm by my full-time job, I'm a truck driver, and I am just absolutely appalled when I got to the scene and saw that a semi-truck had been lofted. It didn't tumble, it lofted the truck 200 yards and threw it into a field and crumpled it like a toy.
Well, tell me about that experience, because you found someone inside, you stayed with them and helped them, and then I understand you also found someone else who needed help more urgently.
Yes. Yeah, so when I first arrived on scene, so I followed the tornado from the south. That is the safest location, as the tornado was heading northeast. I approached it from the south. That way it was continually going away from me. The first thing I came upon was two trucks that were flipped over. Those two drivers were okay. They were a little shaken up, but no cuts or anything like that. I talked to them for a minute, helped them get in contact with their loved ones, and then I moved on further about another quarter of a mile, which was right where the tornado path was, and I saw two more trucks flipped. One driver was fine. He'd climbed out of the truck, but another driver was very cut up, bruised, bleeding everywhere. I believe he had a concussion as well. He was very confused about what happened, where he was. After that, I was talking with a local high AD cop, and we were talking, and he said that somebody had said that they saw farm equipment in the field, but it was nothing to worry about. So I shined my flashlight over in that direction, and me personally being a truck driver, I recognized it as being the chassis of a truck. So I yelled at the cop and said, okay, let's go. We need to get over there. We ran over 200 yards. And we found this guy, and I mean, the truck was flipped upside down and squished into the ground. I do not know how the guy managed to get out. When we got to him, it was horrendous. He had bones sticking out of him. He honestly looked like he had been through a meat grinder. Parts of his muscle were hanging out. It was very difficult to see. But it was overall something that I just, you know, knew that we had to be there to help. I was with that officer. It was a very struggle to get a hold of his dispatch, just because of the extent of the damage. Everybody needed help, and that was the problem. And we had just found this guy, you know, 200 yards from the interstate, completely blacked out. The guy was barely struggling out of consciousness, and he just kind of kept saying, you know, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. And that past experience usually is an indicator that they're about to lose their life. And he kept like trying to lay down and shut his eyes. I'm like, no, we're not gonna lose you, buddy. Just stay with us. About 20 minutes later, the emergency personnel arrived on scene, and we carried him back to the ambulance, and I hope he made it. I didn't hear anything more from the officer or the emergency officials, but he seemed to be doing better. We got an IV in him, and they took him to the local hospital.
Wow, that is an amazing story. Thank goodness you were there. I'm sure so many people thanking God for you tonight. So grateful that you were there and able to rescue him and identify that there was someone in that vehicle.
It was definitely difficult. It was just a chance that I was there. You know, I positioned myself strategically for safety, but to allow myself to be on scene as soon as, you know, the tornado had cleared the area, because interstates are bound to have damage. People don't always see the tornado. I mean, it was at night, and the damage was just extensive. So, he was the only significant injury I saw, but it definitely stuck with me. I definitely do have to mention the National Weather Service offices, Memphis, Paducah, Little Rock, St. Louis, and even Springfield, Missouri. All those Weather Service offices did a phenomenal job with their tornado warnings, their tornado emergencies. They saved easily hundreds of thousands of lives. I heard through social media that as the tornado was closing on the Mayfield area, the National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky lost power. So the National Weather Service in Springfield, Missouri, way west of there, had to take over operations and continued warning people. And it's just an absolutely phenomenal job by the Weather Service employees. I could not be more proud of the work they were able to do.
Well, it's incredible work you do as well. Not everyone is cut out for it. We really appreciate your time tonight. Brandon Kopick, thank you.
Thank you.